From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The body of an elderly Hispanic man was found in a field off State Highway 83, also known as the Denver City Highway, about 1 p.m. on Saturday, and apparently had no ID on him. And the Sheriff's Office now is looking to identify the man. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson Deputy Vivian Martinez tells us more about him.
He is described as a Hispanic male between 60 and 70 years old, 5'7" tall, approximately 100 to 135 pounds, with gray and black hair. He has a tattoo with the letters RD on the web of his left thumb, an image of a rosary cross on his left wrist, and a tribal tattoo on his left upper chest.
Anyone with information on this case should call the Lee County Sheriff's Office. The New Mexico Department of Health reported on Monday that a fifth person from Lee County has died of the coronavirus, and it's a man in his 20s. The victim is the youngest so far to die of the coronavirus in Lee County. 26 new positive cases were reported in Lee County on Monday, bringing their total to 798 residents who've tested positive for the COVID-19. The Lee County Drug Task Force, along with U.S. Marshals Service, arrested seven individuals on various charges and warrants between August 5th and 6th, which resulted in a seizure of $270,000 of drugs, a gun, and $8,255 in cash. 61-year-old Rutilio Neves of Roswell has been arrested and charged with criminal sexual acts on a child. That according to Roswell police. According to court records, a woman who lives with Navarez told police that she learned he allegedly performed sexual acts on a child who also lives at that residence. 28-year-old Leslie Ponce of Lovington, who initially told Lee County Sheriff's deputies that she'd been kidnapped and raped by her estranged husband, now is in trouble for lying about it. She has been charged with filing a false report. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson, Deputy Vivian Martinez, elaborates.
We're told by Leslie that she had not been kidnapped. The sex was consensual. She did state that she had been punched by Ponce. However, she said it was because he became angry because she was sending a photo of him and text messages to his current girlfriend.
All charges, by the way, have been dropped against her estranged husband, Nelson Ponce of Hobbs. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.